imagine that much debt.
Oh, yeah, no, I just bought a fucking house, kind of, like, straight up.
Are you fucking right? By the way, we're restarted. And this is how we're doing it now.
I've decided we just cut my debt.
No, can I keep it in?
No.
Can I replace it with something, like, really big?
Sure.
Like, I've got $1 million debt.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, big news, but you wouldn't have any big news. You're sad. Pathetic piece of shit. I'm so glad we're doing this again.
Are you? So, okay, let's, like...
I miss roasting you on camera.
Is that what you miss?
Yeah. No, no, like, I was nervous when you asked me to come back.
Why?
I don't know. No.
Oh, because you had to shave your head?
No, because I had a tumor.
It's not a tumor.
Not a tumor. No, no, I didn't have cancer.
No, good. I'm glad. That'd be bad.
I did go bald, though.
Yeah, it doesn't look too bad. By the way, welcome back to the Only Talk podcast. Yeah. I'm your host, Matthew Winter, Ben Davis. Yeah, but you had always, you were, as we all know, balding. And, sorry, but like you grew the beard. And I think the next natural step. When we started the short-lived Omni Radio Hour, because it's like, oh, no, I'm not going to put two people on the main podcast. And then.
Yeah, dude, you fucking make, you change the way you do things a lot.
Explain.
I mean, like, I feel like the last 3 years, Omni has just been like there.
Do you think it's the, do you think it was the ADHD and I didn't have my head together and I just kept trying to change shit? Honestly, probably.
No, I just think it's because your life was falling apart, but we could go with yours as well.
Yeah, well, it's all right now.
Two.
I saw a psychologist the other day, actually, through telehealth. And it was fucking free, cunt. How good. I love free mental health.
How are you going with that? You really fucking
I actually
up.
Don't know what the fuck's going on. And I feel like I'm doing something wrong.
You are.
What am I doing wrong?
You haven't got it on at all. Well, it's not threading on. You've completely missed. You were just grinding. That's probably made noise through the mic.
Yeah, I'll just leave it in.
Yeah.
So there we go. So I talked to a psychologist the first time.
Yeah, was she hot?
No, it was a little chubby Asian guy.
Was he hot?
Yes, actually. He was actually quite hot. I just want to actually make sure that I've actually got recording. I am recording. Just double check. It's pretty cool being your own producer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's super professional. Yeah,
it is. Nah. Oh, well, you could have got, you know, our little Sudanese boy to...
Yeah. What's the go with the Sudanese thing?
I don't know. I'm just...
That's the second time you said that to me today.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. How's your coffee, by the way?
It's good.
Is it actually good? Or is it
No, it's good. Like I told you, I don't really like pre-ground coffee.
Well, it's not my fucking fault. I don't have a grinder.
Well, you have grinder, but you just don't have a grinder.
Speaking of grinder, I've actually been... I finished work today, got in the car, and I thought, why not try it out? And what I mean try it out is I'm listening to a podcast called How I Built This, and they interviewed the man who made grinder.
Oh, is he straight or gay?
No, he's gay.
Oh. I really thought
he'd be
straight.
Does it sound like someone's
upstairs? Yeah, it definitely is somebody upstairs.
Oh, they're coming back from Tamworth, my parents, because I live in the basement.
I mean, it's not your parents, it's your mum.
My mum and my stepdad, yeah. But, yeah, he was a gay man, and he called it a hookup act.
Would have been way funnier if he was straight, huh?
Yeah.
Like, that would be
funny. Yeah, because all those guys in Silicon Valley are just all bigots. Yeah. Like, how can we take advantage of the gays?
Yeah, there's definitely no, like, gender inclusivity there. Or,
no, good, no.
No, fluidity.
They'll see a woman in there and go... Mm.
Yeah. But you wouldn't be able to tell if it's a woman or not.
Why?
Oh, there's just so many of these fucking freaks around these days.
That's so fucking offensive. How have you been, by the way? Let's, just in a general sense, it's been away from the... When was the last time you were actually on a podcast?
I'd be like 12 months plus.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Did I tell you the reason why I moved back in the first place?
Have we had this conversation? Your life fell apart.
No, it wasn't that. The second time, not the first time. Have we actually had this conversation? Like,
you were fucked up or something.
No, I was like, you know what? Let's give this Omni thing an actual good crack. We filmed a video.
Oh, yeah. How's that going?
It's all right. Yeah, but like we filmed a video and we realized, fuck, that's not going to work. And then you were getting busy at work and then I was getting busy at work.
Up. Oh, yeah, because we're not busy at work still.
Yeah, but it's different now. We're both medicated.
You're medicated.
We're both medicated.
I'm not medicated.
No. Should you be? Nah, you're right.
Nah, who needs that shit?
But like, it was like, oh, I'm going to move home.
Just be a fucking man and control it.
Oh, fuck off. You only got to fuck off. Fuck no, fuck you. No, but it was, oh, let's see if we can get on we go on. And I didn't have the job for 3 months. And it was like, yeah, probably should get a job.
And what job did you get? What did you go crawling back to?
I went back to McDonald's.
Like a bitch.
And you know who's running the place now? It's the big dog.
You're running into the fucking ground.
I'm like, it's actually doing quite well. It's got better. I'm a good restaurant manager.
We've had this debate and I'm not getting back into
it. Is it getting better? You know what, actually, Matt, I referenced...
I have not been...
I actually referenced you to my boss.
Did you?
I said, oh, me and my
mate... Were they like, that's a fucking really good idea.
Yeah. He said, no, my mate Ben, about like, you know, I need to be harder on these kids. Yeah. And I think we should bring back whips. Wow. And they said, Matt, I think that's a brilliant idea. Yeah. We're bringing it back.
I didn't say that.
No, you didn't say that.
I actually said the place is run like a fucking zoo.
Isn't any place run like a zoo, though?
No.
I don't know how much to say without...
Did you actually go to work and talk about our discussion?
No, I actually mentioned it and liked a few things. Yeah. And we actually went into it. And there's things that McDonald's has that we could have used in the first place. I'm not trying to fucking... Like, we could go...
No, I'm not going to get back into it. But I went to my workplace and I discussed our heated debate.
Was it positive?
It was fairly one-sided fucking room.
Yeah, what'd they say?
They were... Well, because of the experiences they've been having at Macca's lately... Mm. Yeah, they were kind of like, oh, yeah, that makes a lot of fucking sense. This is the reason this is happening. And the biggest thing, and I hate to bring it up, but the biggest thing they said was, oh, yeah, that'd be hard having that many people in charge and not knowing whose standards they need to adhere to.
Oh, that's right.
And I'm like, fucking thank you.
See, it's funny because when I see, like, without going into it,
fuck me, I know we did, but I know the standards.
And I think like this, and then people should know that it's my standards that they need to uphold.
Yeah.
And then it's like, but then there's other people telling them other stuff.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to be too vague, but I'm not trying to be.
Yeah. No. I get what you're saying. I just think that like the problem is it's a fine restaurant.
Mm.
I've been to worse Macca's.
Oh, God, yeah.
But I know you and I know some of the staff and I'm just like, I completely understand where the fuck all this is coming from. I see why there's so many problems.
Mm. Oh, but you know, we get rid of some, more come in.
Yeah.
It's the nature of the business.
Yeah.
Is it a high market?
I think you should have less still.
Yeah. After our discussion, I think you should have a lot less. I think after our discussion, a lot of things changed, which we'll discuss.
I'm glad that I had that influence on you.
No, you did. Yeah. It's funny, there's a lot of times where it's like...
Don't take it all to fucking heart. I don't work there, but...
No, but there's actually been a few times in life where I've gone, oh, Ben always thinks he's fucking right. And I've never actually said this to you. And then, like, it'll be like a week, a month, half a year later, and it's like, fuck, Ben was right.
Do you know how often that happens to me?
Name one time, go.
My partner, actually, she says, you always have to be right.
Kevin.
And then, you know, something will happen, she goes, fuck it, you were right.
Yeah, but is that because she's a woman?
No. It's because I beat her into submission.
I'm not allowed to do that anymore. It's like 1940.
I don't actually hit my partner.
That's good.
She hits me.
Yeah, you little simp. Little simpy boy. Little simpy wimpy.
That's a big call.
What?
You, me being a simp.
How am I a simp?
When was the last time you had a stable relationship with a woman?
Oh, stable?
Never.
Probably never, if we're going to be honest, yeah. I've always been the simp of the relationship. And now that it's like, I'm never going to be
the simp. I'd say you're the simp. I'd say you're the cuck.
Like, no, it was not the cuck. But now that I'm like, I'm never going to be that person again.
Sure about that?
Now that I've decided that I'm never going to be that person again, it's like, well, fuck. Oh. Who's actually...
You have a type too.
What's my type?
Like mentally insane.
Do I attract it or am I attracted to it?
For it.
No, it's not
king shame or anything.
This actually leads to something I want to talk about.
What does it?
It does. So, Amazon Prime, I've been watching The Curse. Nathan Fielder and Emma Stone, and they play like
she's fucking hot.
You know, they like to play like they're a couple, married couple, who are trying to get a show on HGTV. So like their show is like, it's like they're building houses in this like, poor community and like giving people's lives, like, you know, better lives. And you know what I mean? When I say HGTV, like that's like the house shows.
Yeah, like, oh, we're going to renovate this family of fucking eight.
But there's like a fuckload of shit that's happening in the background.
It's in poverty and we're going to like renovate and have a pool in their backyard. And then we're going to make sure they can never afford to uphold this maintenance.
Have you said like, that's what happens half the time. Yeah. They can never fucking afford it.
Yeah. I like that's what I liked about, Pimp My Ride.
Mm.
After it all, everyone's like, these cars are so not legal and so
no, fuck no, they're not.
Like, so impractical. Like, the ones with the fish tanks and shit in it, they're like, the fish just die.
Yeah,
straight away.
Yeah, but, you know, they got good ratings on the show. Yeah. Exhibits, like, still getting fucking checks from that. But, like, The Curse, like, without spoiling it, I'll try to spoil what The Curse is.
I'm not going to watch it.
No, I'm not going to spoil it. But, because, no, it's still coming out this season.
Oh, yeah, so
I'm not
going to have that many fans watching who are like, damn it, I was going to fucking watch that.
Anyway, So there's this, you find out and you actually see him, Nathan Fielder, and he has like a really, really, really small penis, like a micro penis.
Oh.
And Emma Stone's dad also has a micro penis.
Like in the show or in real
life? In the show.
Ah, right.
And you see his at one point as well. And there's this bit where...
It's a bit incesty.
Nathan Fielder, because like he realizes it needs to be a bit funnier for the show. So he goes to comedy classes and like they're talking about jokes and stuff.
You should do that.
I should do that, you know.
You should do that.
Anyway, but like he's like, the instructor's like, oh yeah, so, you know, he told, what's his name? It's not Angus, it's, can't really name the name of the character. But he's like, oh, you know, he told me like, you know, you told me a few weeks ago that like you struggle with having a micro penis, and everyone in the class is like, what the fuck? And then he goes later, he's like, you know, why the fuck did you tell everybody? And he's like, oh, well, you know, you told me, I thought I could share it. And he says, you know, if you were actually good at comedy, you'd actually be doing something right now. Not like teaching like little shitty comedy classes, and goes off at him. Yeah, it was really good.
Who was the comedy teacher?
I don't know, some fucking fat.
Oh, so it wasn't like
no comedian. Yeah, no, it wasn't.
Jesus, a lot of comedians doing acting lately.
Like who?
Well, I mean, this one's a bit stupid to say, but Bill Burr.
Yeah.
He does a heap of acting. I just watched a movie with him in it. I can't remember what it was called, but it's about these three dads. It had Dave Chappelle in it too.
Yeah, three dads.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
No.
Oh. Don't know. It was fucking great. Like heaps good, like heaps good comedy, like classic comedy. I mean, Dave Chappelle, fucking hilarious. But Bill Burr as well, love his stuff. He's fucking great. And it's about like these three dads who are having trouble they owned a company, then they sold it to a bunch of millennials.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking, like, it's great. Like, they're having trouble. I can't remember what it's called, but it's based around like that age, that generation of dads to now generations of dads. It's just fucking great.
It's funny, and this is a sidebar because I want to finish actually, because I didn't actually finish the thought. Not that you interrupted me, but it was more like
I'm gonna fucking.
This is gonna continue the thought. Yeah. Remember how they've said like, oh, the good comedy shows don't exist anymore. Good comedy movies don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Remember how the old, like back in the 80s and the 90s, it was you do TV shows. You know, you go on a sitcom. Yes, I'm recording. No, yeah, that's all good, Mum.
You should clip that.
I'm not clipping that.
It'd be a good TikTok.
It would be a good TikTok, actually. Like, you know, you go on a sitcom, so then you can be, you know, you get
really
people to come.
Your parents,
yeah, very funny. You do a sitcom to get people to come to your comedy shows to become a big stand-up comedian. And then there's the movies involved in that as well. Yeah. And then because that's not the thing anymore, the comedians aren't doing movies and TV shows.
No.
That's why they're all
killing it.
Exactly. Like, who's actually doing comedy shows? People who think they're funny. They come from shitty little web series.
Yeah.
Like us.
I was about to say.
Yeah. But like, that's what happens. It's like, there's not really many people who are doing like...
I don't think you could name an Australian comedian under 30 who didn't get their
Frenchie
fame from Vine.
Frenchie. No, it was YouTube.
Vine?
Was it?
Yeah, I remember him on Vine. Yeah.
Not a fan of Frenchie. I don't like Australian comedians.
Yeah, I don't like Australian.
Somebody said, oh, do you want to come to Tamworth and see Frenchie? And I said, I would rather scoop my eyeballs out and get my nuts bitten off by a Rottweiler. Wow. Is it a Rottweiler or
it's
a Rottweiler?
Yeah.
I was close.
Yeah.
Then go and see Frenchie.
Yeah, look, I don't hate him as much as you do, apparently. I don't mind him.
I was doing a bit.
I understand his comedy, but it's very Australian-based comedy.
Yeah.
I just don't like Australian comedians all that much.
Mm.
I feel like
I'm inclined to agree.
I feel like I said, I would find it hard to name an Australian comedian under 30 who didn't get their fame from online videos, which I guess in today's generation or today's way, how else is a comedian like I don't know any comedians who became big from comedy clubs.
No, well, they don't.
Yeah, because most of them have this online presence now.
The thing with that is, it's like, okay, when they were going on sitcoms and going to movies, it was like, what's the funniest thing we can make? Like the funniest jokes, etc. Yeah. Now it's like, how do we get the most amount of views? How do we get the most amount of clicks?
I think now whatever what it is, it's like Hollywood's like, how the fuck are we going to get a comedian to come in and play this role?
Exactly.
They're like way too big for us even.
Mm. Yeah. But it's they like TikTok, the TikTok comedians and all that, a lot of them.
Would you call them comedians? Well, they just do their TikTok bits.
They're TikTok comedians. That's exactly what they are.
Because also what blows me away, like for example, Tom Segura, I don't fucking see him doing crowd work, putting it on TikTok.
No.
Because that's all he knows how to do. There is one Australian comedian who I only ever see. I like his stuff too. It's not like, I'm not saying it's not funny. I don't really want to say it.
Just say it.
No, I don't really want to say it.
Who's listening to this podcast?
I don't want to say it because I don't want to fucking, you know, maybe one day I'll go see him.
What's it rhyme with?
Honestly, I don't fucking know. I'm trying to remember now his last name.
Continue.
Yeah. And all his bits. I've never seen him do a stand-up bit where it's not crowd interaction.
It's all crowd interaction. Yeah.
Which is fine. Like, that's a great comedy thing. But
yeah, but
I feel like most comedians, higher level comedians, rarely do crowd work because they have bits. Like, they have a set they use.
See, it's funny, like Andrew Schultz, who I went to see really recently, a lot of his was like, a lot of his stuff on socials is the crowd work, and that's what sort of got him big. But you go to see his show, and there's a little bit of crowd work, but then it's the whole story, like his whole show was him, like, and how him and his wife made their baby.
Oh, yeah.
And it was really good. And it was like really, really good storytelling.
He's a good looking dude too.
He's a good looking dude. Yeah. Little,
is he Italian?
No, I think he's...
Or is he Schultz?
I think it's Spanish. I think it's like of Spanish...
Kind of sounds like Argentinian. Like,
oh, actually, know, I think you might be right.
In Germany and we moved to Argentina and, you know, like around that time when those people went to Argentina.
I think you're right. No, but yeah, he... And it's like, that's just... It's not just a... You know, that's not his act.
No.
That's what he uses for social content.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Like when we saw Bert... I don't think really he interacted with the whole crowd.
Yeah.
He didn't do a single crowd interaction bit.
I don't even think... He didn't even really tell jokes. He told stories.
He went off the fucking rails on that show.
He did.
Something was not right with him that night. He was sick or something.
You know he's an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like his whole thing. Drink and party.
Have you heard about the Tom Segura thing? Like, see, there's this commentary channel that I watch, and it's that he just does commentary on comedians. I think I've had this conversation.
Yeah, you've tried to.
Him and he was Bert, like, but there was also like a bit like Tom Segura, like sort of like flaunting his status at one point. Like he was complaining about something in an airport, and all the comments on the next few podcasts were like bagged him out. Like it's just a thing that everybody deals with, but he made it like, oh, you know, do people know who I am?
Highest grossing comedians today.
But I think it came off as he was being an entitled celebrity.
But that's like a bit that he does as well. Like he does that entitled douchebag, like I wear fucking labeled clothing.
Does he?
Yeah.
Do you think it's real fans who really understood the joke then? What do you think was that on the nose? It was like not on the nose enough.
I fucking dare those people to listen to one of his podcasts and I guarantee you within the first 10 minutes he makes like a self-entitled joke.
Yeah, probably.
Like no doubt.
Someone's ringing me. Do you think it's work?
Or against your mum.
I'm only pissed off. It's Bree Davis. It's one of my managers.
Oh.
I'm leaving it. I'm recording a podcast.
Why?
Why?
You should clip that.
Should I? Yeah. I'm not going to clip that.
Oh, right. Okay.
What I was going to continue before with Nathan Fielder on The Curse.
Yeah, he's small penis.
There's
is it
a,
his penis or is it like a body double?
He doesn't know. He doesn't interview with...
I think they really want to talk to you.
Do you think I stand for it?
No.
No, I'm not. There's a bit where the producer, it's made by the guys who made Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's really good. And then one of the twins, like the director, producer of that.
Matrix.
He plays the producer of the reality show. So they really have to be banging, right? Reality show. And he's like interviewing Nathan Fielder's character. And... bring up like his past relationship and like how it broke down, and it broke down because they're just going to keep banging on.
Yeah, it's funny as fuck too.
Like his past relationship broke down because Nathan Fielder, he asked the girl, "Oh, like, would you cuck me?" And all this sort of stuff. And then there's this bit like later on where he's like having a wank in the bathroom, and he's like, "Oh, yeah, you think my wife's hot, don't you? You really want to fuck my wife, don't you? Oh yeah." How good?
Why'd you look at your cock like that?
No, because I'm getting another phone call. Yeah, I'm not gonna answer it because I have two businesses.
Does it work again?
Yes, it's
working. They really need to talk to you about something. Maybe somebody got shot.
Maybe it's like, oh, this person couldn't shop their shift today.
Yeah. Oh, there's a fire.
Well, you know, last Christmas, the former boss who was running our store, he said to one of the girls who were on Christmas, look, only ring me if the place is on fire or a car's run into the building. One of the girls rings him. Okay, what happened? A car's run into the side of the building. And it did. It actually did, like, smash into the side, took like all the side of the drive through. Pretty mad.
That's because they got the stupid fucking yellow things on the ground.
What's wrong with the yellow things on the ground?
I don't know. They just annoy me.
It's like, what are they? They're like little yellow.
They're like little speed.
Yeah, it's because people were going really close to the drive through wall and they were going to crash.
Probably so they could grab whoever the fuck was behind the window and tell them to park for no goddamn reason.
Okay, look, are we really going to make this the Macca's talk again?
I'm just saying, cunt.
I'm just saying, cunt.
It's a small country town. It's not that busy.
How was news, by the way?
It was good.
Yep. Mine was really good.
What'd you do?
House sat yours.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And I'm gonna tell you now, I don't think I'm gonna do it again. Why? On years. Not if I have an early start.
Oh yeah, it's kind of a road, huh?
Yeah, last year it was like last year was all right. I had a 4 a.m. start.
This time I don't understand why you wouldn't do it. It's so close to your work.
I know, but I had a 2 a.m. start and then I was like, oh, I had to go put your dogs in the laundry, which was fine.
You didn't have to do that.
Yeah, but like it was ideal as well.
Yeah.
And then, so I got Sid in, the little ugly fuck.
Oh, yeah, the other one hates you.
What's it called? Fucking, Leia. Leia, why? Because I'm a man?
Doesn't like people.
Really?
Yeah, so not just man? Only likes me and Kiara.
Well, Leia, I just kept going underneath your fucking house.
Yeah, well, I just left it there, bitch.
And then Kiara's like, oh, you can leave it there. I said, okay, I will. Mm. Went back to sleep, and I just couldn't sleep for the rest of the night. I had to be up by 2. Because there's like, you know, there's cars going by, people screaming, a little bit of fireworks, not much. And then had to go to a stock take at work.
God, you have the fucking... You just, what? Fuck.
What?
Oh, my life's so hard. There were cars driving past the house on a main road.
I'm allowed. I don't care if I earn $265,000 a year. I'm allowed to complain. No, I just keep increasing it and increasing it and increasing it. People have believed 350. That's what I've like got to a comfortable people believe. I'm trying to get up to.
Believe that.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get up to 500.
I don't even believe your real income.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I deserve what I earn.
Yeah, but like I think this is just my mentality. Honestly, it's a terrible mentality to have.
It's a terrible mentality.
You just work at Macca's. Like
it's not what it is.
That's like
I've got to, you know, stand at the front and go, "Oi boys, what are you doing?"
Yeah, but you don't.
Arms crossed. I do.
Yeah, but you don't.
I do. Are you in my job day to day?
Yeah, but you don't.
I do.
You told me you don't.
Hmm?
You told me you don't.
I told you I do.
Not do that.
I did no that no, now you're gaslighting me on my own podcast.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I think it's just like this mentality because like whenever I go to Macca's, I see like kids who haven't hit puberty yet. I'm like, there's no fucking way that cunt earns that much money.
Yeah.
Although in saying that, you only hire kids who haven't hit puberty yet. So
correct.
You get paid like $9 an hour.
And that's just the way of the world. Mm. There's a lot that goes on. Yeah. I have to order thermometers.
Mm-hmm.
Payroll.
Gotta make sure Ome gets his sauce in his bag.
Yeah, that's it. Payroll?
Mm-hmm.
Ops?
What's that?
You know, making sure you're on your labor target.
Yep. So you do rostering?
No, the girl does the crew rostering and I check over the roster to make sure it's correct.
Why don't you just do it? Then because you have that.
I have
you,
many other people.
You don't have to have no, that. You don't have to check it then.
There's many other things that I need to do. Like ops.
You already use that.
Marketing.
You have to have 5 admin days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm always on the phone to someone. Dwayne?
Yeah, me.
Tony?
You're always Snapchatting me at work.
We don't even Snapchat.
It's like you don't work.
We don't Snapchat.
You send me a lot of TikToks.
Yeah, but
like you,
they're all good.
You send me too many TikToks.
Too many?
Yeah.
No, fuck right off. I send you the perfect amount of TikToks.
But I've had days where like
no, all fuck off. Day, no, my ever phone has recently ding, ding, it's been way ding. It's been way fucking better. Look, I'm gonna check my TikTok feed right now.
I need to look and then tell the people when the last time I sent a TikTok was.
Give me a second. I'm just on Screens then. So like
what the fuck
so
is
look,
that?
If I go onto the app and I go to Screens then, because it won't let me unlock it until I've, you know.
Oh, you're like one of those douchebags who's like, improve your fucking day and like put it.
No, I don't want to go on the app.
It deters you from fucking using Instagram.
Do you know what it's done?
Do you have to do it like every 30 seconds or something?
No, it's not that.
You send me like 8 TikToks.
It's not that often. That's Instagram. It's actually hasn't really helped at all.
Mm, it looks like a massive like hindrance.
I was doing it for a while.
Yeah.
And then I realized like.
You know what's better? Just have fucking self-control.
Yeah, I've gotten better at that. No, let's have a look at how many of oh, Tinder. Tinder ad. Where are you? Ben Davis.
There's better be a lot of fucking
1, 2, 3, 4. 4 this week.
Mm.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
That was yesterday.
No, that was 25th, 28th, 30th, 30th, 30th.
When was the last time I sent you a TikTok? How many TikToks?
So you reply to that one
until I've sent you a TikTok.
Okay, you ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You replied. Doesn't 10, count. 11, 12, 13, 14. I love as it though. 15, 16, 17. Two of these are deleted. 18, 19. You replied. 20, 21. Deleted. So 22, 23. 23. The last one you sent me was on December 1st.
So you sent me 23 TikToks since I sent you one.
Yeah, why don't you send me more?
I just don't really use the TikTok.
There's some good ones.
Karen gets angry at me because like she'll send me a heap of TikToks and then like at the end of that week I'll finally open TikTok and look at it and she goes, are you now just watching those? I'm like, yes.
What about the Ocean Alley one? The guy from Ocean Alley who like stole
the Yeti bottle cap.
Yeah, who would do that? The guy just the lid.
Yeah. Did you not watch the fucking TikTok you sent me?
That's what I
the whole thing was about. It's like, oh, we made a fucking, you know, couple of $1,000 from this song.
From memory, though, it was the whole Yeti bottle.
No, it was the cap.
Oh. I guess it's like that, you know?
That's what we get for giving those fucking pricks a self, like an idea of fame.
Oh, you know, it's all about confidence, baby.
Cabinets.
It's all about cabinets. No, it's not that.
I like that song better. I prefer it. I like it because I do kitchens and I'm like, oh, it's all about cabinets, baby.
It's called confidence. They change. You just change the words to cabinets.
No, it sounds like he's saying
cabinets. I know what this sounds like. How much time have we been recording for, okay? It's like a solid fucking 27 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucking time flies when you're having fun.
Mm. You know, so we're doing a second one?
Yes, that's why you told me to bring, because you said make sure you bring a spare change of clothes because that's what we did too. I'm going to make it look like it's a whole other season.
Can you shave your beard in between?
No. Kiara just gave me this haircut today.
It's good, actually.
Yeah, I came home from work and she did it.
It looks good for a mongoloid.
You know what's crazy? When I, like, before I started shaving my head, like, it would take me months to grow my hair.
Really?
Yeah, and now it takes me, like, 2 weeks and I'm like, how good shave that, the fucking thing.
I'm having a haircut tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bit long. It gets really messy. I like it shorter.
Oh. Do a hair... What is it? Hair bounce. Rate my hair bounce. You seen those TikToks?
No. We're on different sides of TikTok.
Yeah, the boys get great TikToks from me.
We're on different sides of TikTok. What side of TikTok am I on? Have you seen that the dance? And it goes to that song by the band He Is We. And it's not a band, it's like a girl. Merrily we've been out of line again. It's people like dancing to it. But there's also, do you know what I'm talking about?
Dude.
Are you on Bevo TikTok?
What the fuck? Oh, yeah.
Big ups.
When everybody says his name, for some reason I think of Justin Bieber. I'm like, no, I'm not Justin Bieber talking. It always takes me like a second to register what they've said.
Bevo. He's a good looking bloke.
Sure.
Have you seen him like?
He's like you.
It's not.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Someone is like, it looks like they're banging rocks together outside.
Yeah. They probably are.
They probably are. After I go out here, I'm going to yell at my...
Yes, you should yell at people who actually own and live in this house.
Anyway, moving on. You know what? Basement.
That's a good idea.
The episode we're going to record after this was actually going to be... Oh, I'm not going to tell you now.
What the fuck?
You're
going to tell me in like 2 seconds anyway. Oh, I was going to, yeah.
No, because it's not going to be this anymore.
Oh, why not?
It's going to be your birthday special.
Oh.
But your present's still coming.
What is it?
It's a secret that I'm giving you on the podcast.
Is it more comedian show tickets?
No.
What
do you get me for my birthday?
Your birthday's months away.
My birthday is it's like 3 months in podcast years.
So like...
Because this is going to come out in like 3 years, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you give me for Christmas? $50 gift card?
We got you a $50 gift card. Yeah, right. Because you only bought me a present.
I feel bad.
And you fucking outdid her.
And I didn't even really like...
Which you actually didn't outdo her. I really appreciated her gift that she got me because it was from her.
But can you tell me everyone what I got you?
You bought me a really nice bottle of scotch.
I did.
Which I have been dying to try since I got into scotch.
And you haven't?
I've never bought myself that.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm like, I can't justify that for a bottle of scotch.
And now?
Just to have it. Well, now that I have it and I didn't pay for it, I'm like, this is fucking great.
Yeah.
And we just went and bought a nice bar cabinet, so it's in the display cabinet.
That's a really?
Yeah, yeah, it looks really fucking good.
I love
now.
That.
Yeah,
who's
yeah.
the I've best? Had who's
one
the
glass out of it.
So I just want to lead that into who should have been your best man at your wedding.
probably Josh still. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely Josh. Not a doubt in my mind.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. No, it's all right. Yeah. No, I've just got something in my eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, but hey, you enjoy that $50 gift card. $25
I've already spent it.
What'd you buy?
A white shirt, plain. A fucking black shirt, plain. Awesome, and a pair of socks.
Hey, dude, that's sick.
All from Uniqlo.
That's so sick. I'm glad you bought plain fucking clothing with it.
I needed something that was like a good base for my top shirts because I'm getting into fashion this year because...
What the fuck did you just say? Top shirt. What the fuck's a top shirt?
No, like I'm going to put a shirt over the top and like it's a good base. And like, so like when I start wearing like, you know, a plain shirt, like, you know, maybe a jacket over the top. Mm. Mm. Look, it's all started with Kieran. Yes,
I like how you say that, and you bought Converses that don't look like Converses.
What do you mean?
You got like the fucking, like the Converse tennis shoe.
Yeah, I don't like normal Converse. The high tops, they're gross.
You don't have to buy them in fucking high tops. You can buy them, I wear the low top ones.
Mine are low tops.
You should kill yourself.
That's what they are. They're fucking, they're on my feet right now. You're looking for them. They're on my feet.
Yeah, I'm looking at the fucking cream pair you bought as well.
They're good. They were actually, I didn't realize that they were that creamy.
Fuck, you have small feet.
Oh, speaking of, did I tell you that I ordered another pair?
Why?
From Vans? Did I tell you what happened to them?
No.
Okay, ordered them. Came in the mail.
This will be good.
Fuck yeah, can't wait to open my Vans.
Long size.
Open it up. These are girl shoes, slip on black Vans. I get into the thing and I'm like, hey, I got the wrong order, blah, blah, blah. I check my receipt number, the receipt number on the actual paper receipt, the exact same order number.
You bought the wrong shoes?
No, cunt. Oh. I didn't order the fucking wrong shoes because the shoes were said different. And this is for fucking Carly. And they were sent from fucking one random Westfield in Sydney. Contacted the service desk, the customer service. They said, oh, so, you know, just show us what you got. Like, tell us what happened. Send some photos. We'll send you a slip. You return it back. We refund you. You buy them again. I'm like, that's a bit...
Makes sense.
No, that's fucking ridiculous. Makes sense. No, it fucking doesn't. Fix up the fucking shoe that you fucking sent wrong. Also, they still haven't sent... What?
It's a big bottle of moisturizer I just saw in the corner.
That's not moisturizer. It's not a big bottle of moisturizer. It's fucking... It's shower gel.
Oh.
It's the sensitive one because I've got sensitive skin.
It's in the office.
Yeah, because I know if I have it out there, someone else is going to use it. I don't like people touching my fucking stuff.
Oh, right. Fair enough. Anyway, your shoes haven't been sent.
They haven't sent me the fucking return slip.
What Vans did you get?
Oh, they were like
classic off the walls.
No, it was like a white and with like a blue. Right? Does it matter?
No.
Anyway, so
I like the black ones.
Because friend of the show, Kieran, cousin Kieran, he said you should have a shit sense of style. And I said, no, I didn't.
Oh yeah.
Do you agree?
I'm not gonna talk too much shit because up until recently I dressed like a teenage boy still.
Correct.
I wouldn't say like I'm getting into fashion. Mm. In fact, I actually couldn't give a flying fuck how I look.
Mm. Oh, you don't look bad though.
Because I like my hoodies.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I like my shorts.
Nothing wrong with that.
I like my white Connies. Mm. Yeah.
Kieran and I went through my archive Instagram posts. Mm. Yeah, they're pretty bad.
A shirt very similar to the one you're wearing right now. Mm. And it was fucking orange.
Which one? What shirt
and
was
it? It was the shirt you wore for Marty.
Oh, yeah.
But I swear you just used to wear it.
No, I didn't.
Like every day.
No. As that's like the... What's you. The thing where it's like Berenstain and Berenstain's...
The butterfly effect.
That's a butterfly effect.
You also, when I first met you, you used to wear chinos, only chinos. Mm. You used to wear a black pair of Adidas, like... which were they? They're like the fucking... B ends or something?
Yeah, like, vaguely.
It was like their tennis shoe.
Yeah.
Which I also wore. But I had the better ones. I had the cooler ones.
Yeah, okay, fair, sure.
And you used to wear button up shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah. You used to dress like a fucking hipster.
But the poorest hipster you've ever met.
It was just that was you would wake up, put that on and go, I look fucking good. And then you'd walk out the door confidently and I'd see you walking towards my car and go, I have fucking no desire to let this cunt in my car.
I actually feel really disgusting wearing that.
Did you?
Yes.
You used to also like, I swear to God, this might be another butterfly effect, but I swear to God, you used to do the top button up as well, so it was tight as fuck around your neck.
Oh, no, that wasn't the butterfly effect.
Oh, that was for real.
That was for real.
Yeah, right, okay. I'm surprised you didn't wear bow ties.
Fuck, I'm not that cringe. Mm. But I think I dress better now.
Yeah, you dress like a guy, you dress like a white guy who listens to black hip hop music.
So I dress like myself.
No, you dress like a white guy who listens to black hip-hop.
I do.
Yeah.
But like, I don't think, I think I dress like a little bit more.
I'm keen to see these fresh. Old shirts.
No, I actually don't know if I can.
I'm very excited.
I've done it before. Are you, like, are jeans.
Like, are they just like button up t-shirts or are they like button up long shirts?
Long shirts.
Are they button up?
Yeah, but I don't button them up.
Are you going to have like a graphic tee?
No, I don't. I'm
over like a plain long sleeve.
No, it'd be like it might be just like a plain color.
Over another plain color?
Yeah.
Like a fucking mime?
Not like a mime. Oh. If I style it right, I think I'm just over wearing jeans and then like a generic graphic tee.
You know what fucking freaks me out? What? When you wear shorts.
Yeah, because I never used to wear shorts ever.
Not only that, you have chicken legs.
I don't have chicken legs.
You have got the skinniest fucking legs.
I don't.
And no ass. You've got no ass.
I do. It goes like down and then SpongeBob SquarePants and then down.
No, it just goes like down and then hits your thigh.
It's not a fucking, it's can't. It's not a fucking hell.
But anyway, I think you dress
better.
Probably mildly inappropriate for your age, but you dress.
What do you, no, hell. Like
you dress decently.
This beautiful shirt from Uniqlo. It's probably a size too big, actually.
I don't fucking get this Uniqlo fad you're on. You're not selling it to me. I'm not buying Uniqlo shirt.
I like wearing Asian brand clothes.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is going back to the white guy who listens to black hip hop. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like this.
What's wrong with it?
You're really fucking hitting that nail on the head.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with it.
I think it looked good.
I feel like I probably still dress a little bit immaturely for my age. I'm wearing blue chino shorts.
Are they fine?
Yeah.
It's not that bad. Could be worse. I think it'd be cringe.
Normally I just wear like brown or blue board shorts.
Board shorts?
Yeah, they're like work pants, but they're board shorts.
Now that's cringe.
Yeah, but I do things outside.
Yeah, so do I.
Yep.
Gardening? Sometimes
that's
I garden.
So fucking manly, dude.
It is.
That's just...
Put my little,
that's an alpha bloke my, move right
little,
there.
My little pink hat on.
Yeah.
I think I look good.
If you start wearing hats, I will throw up.
Like what?
Like a baseball
hat. Do you have a hat on you?
Yeah, I have one out in the...
Can I try...
It's my change of clothes for the next episode.
Can I try it out on when you come and record next?
Yeah, sure. I'll try. You can try it out in about 2 minutes when we stop recording this and I go get changed.
That's not what I fucking said. That's not what I fucking said. Yeah, it's probably something stupid. I'll be wearing work back as well.
You should probably do that, yeah.
I wonder what they're going to say.
Oh, the place is on fire.
Oh, you'd be right. Just call the ambo.
A guy came in and shot somebody.
Well, I'm not on shift. It's not my problem.
And then abducted one of the 13-year-old girls.
That's fine.
You have to cut that if that actually happened.
No, if it actually happened, I'll cut it. If it didn't happen, I'm going to leave it in. How does it feel back to be back on the podcast?
Oh, it feels the fucking same.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is this still the dream?
Look, I'll be honest. If I could get paid to roast you all day, I'd fucking do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and Chris had this conversation and I was like, because now it's like, this is the thing I still want to do, but it's like, it's okay if it doesn't. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in that mode now. I think it's the Ritalin.
Yeah.
I think it's the Ritalin.
Like, it's been like 12 years. Probably should fucking give up.
Hasn't been 12.
How long has it been?
Since what?
Since you started on Wii. You were like 16, 17.
No, like tell me like actually like started making it or registered the company or the podcast. No,
like when you started making content.
Making content?
Yeah.
Nearly 10 years.
Yeah.
No.
You're right, it's 12.
No, okay. Releasing the content or starting to write the content?
Releasing the content.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nah, fuck it. Let's go writing.
10 years.
Yeah.
Can you believe that Marty's internet show on his first web series started to get developed almost 10 years ago?
I was still in school, cunt.
I know, how crazy is that?
Dude, I was starting year 7.
That's crazy. No.
Hang on, how old am I?
I'm not... You're 20, 21.
I'm 23.
Yeah, and I'm 27. 4 years different.
How many years in high school?
Six. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yes.
Yeah.
2012.
When did I finish high school? 2017. Fuck it, dude. I don't know. I don't care. All I know is that when GTA 6 come out, I could have a child of my own.
Can't believe it hasn't come out yet.
Yeah. Do you know what's fucking crazy? I so distinctly remember my mum coming home from work and I'm coming home from school and she went down to Musselbrook because she finished work early, went down to Musselbrook, picked up my pre-ordered game and she came home that I was in my bedroom playing GTA 4 and she handed it to me and I'm like, this is the greatest fucking moment of my life.
Is that what you said?
That's how I felt. I'm like, this is the greatest fucking thing ever. This is... Unreal that this is happening. Like a GTA 5 in my fucking hands. remember playing it for the first time. I remember making jokes about how I'd fill up a garbage bag full of cum. That's how excited I was. And then they announced GTA 6. I'm like, fuck, I could have a baby.
True.
Like, I'll be married and possibly with a kid by the time that game comes out.
But then, like, Among Us came out and you were like, you know what? Now this.
Yeah.
This is the best part of my life.
I could probably say I played that game once and I didn't understand it. So I'm like, I don't fucking want to play this game.
Oh, you just can't be sussy.
Yeah. What?
You can't be sussy.
Oh. Right.
Skibbity toilet.
Anyway, so I'm getting married and you're not, so.
Yeah, but mine was more like a, oh, jokes.
Didn't seem like you were joking when you came back from your holiday and you were very excited to tell everybody.
Yeah, but like now, it's like prank. Yeah. I'm fine.
Sure about that? You're not that gay about
it. Did I mention the psychologist before or not? Yeah, I think I did. But I'm fine.
Yep.
No, but like I'd be fine if this didn't happen. Like I'd be fine just doing the podcast. Just, you know, just doing his regular thing.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, he might be 40 years old and still doing it.
Might get to a stage where I'm just like, I don't want to do the podcast anymore.
Yeah, I'll just find another co-host.
Yeah, get Brad back.
No, I'm not friends anymore.
I feel like Brad had the realization before everyone else thought it was, like, he did it before it was cool.
I think Brad, former co-host on the Only Talk podcast / star of Marty's internet show, I think he realized that when, like, he was really fat and then he got really skinny and grew a beard and he's like, nah, I'm dipping.
He's like, yeah, I'm cool.
And then we reflected that in the actual show. Remember how he wrote scripts? Can you believe that?
Yeah, you and I wrote like two scripts. And like, you know, it's just easier. Just write like a baseline story and then ad lib.
Oh, for what it was, yeah.
Yeah, piece of shit.
So I've actually thought about writing a sort of like a
book.
No, I'm not writing good writing books.
A memoir.
A memoir. Why am I writing a memoir? I'm not dead yet. Was that a memoir?
Yeah, I feel like a memoir is just like a recap of their life.
Might be. Anyway,
the lessons they've learned.
I've thought about like writing a show, like a fictionalized version of me, but like sort of like Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I fucking told you we're not bringing back Marty.
It's not Marty, cunt. It's like Curb Your Enthusiasm sort of thing, and like that sort of
stealing ideas again.
It's not stealing ideas. Look, imagine me.
Yeah.
Playing myself.
I can already see it.
Look, now that I say it, it sounds like several different ideas I've already tried.
Yeah, it
but not like that.
Everything you've done.
Think more shot like a sitcom, like Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, so exactly what we've done in the past.
We haven't. It's a mockumentary. It has a different feel.
It blends together.
Doesn't
a sitcom need like a fake audience or like a live audience?
No, sorry. It's not fucking Friends or How I Met Your Mother or what's another sitcom?
Seinfeld.
That's a good sitcom.
What does it have?
It has that guy who goes up on stage at the comedy show and goes
audience ways.
It doesn't have a lot. Oh, no, but he performs at a comedy club. Doesn't count.
Still a fucking audience.
Look,
you should make a soap.
Like, what would the fragrance be?
No, like Home and Away, you fuckwit. Yeah, your big bottle of body wash down there, you freak.
There's this kid at work, his last name's Bridge, and I said, oh, you're my favourite Bridge. Oh, actually, maybe the Sydney Harbour.
Yeah, right, okay, that's pretty fucking cool.
I think that's pretty funny, like, if you think about it.
You work with children.
Yeah, but, like, that's just the nature of...
the game.
It's all about the game and how you play it. Theme song for my favorite wrestler, Triple H, Hunter Hearst Helmsley, who was in the movie. What's the movie with the it's the vampire movie? Blade? Blade? Blade Trinity.
Oh.
Have you seen Blade Trinity?
Is that a Wesley Snipes film?
Yes.
No.
And he's, why?
I don't know.
Why?
I probably have when I was a kid. I don't remember it.
Is it when you see black actors on screen, you go, ew, and then cover up your eyes?
No, actually. I don't. I just don't see them.
Why? Because you don't see color?
Yeah.
Boo. What a fucking... Nah, cop out. Cop out. How good's that? Fuck me.
No, I honestly probably have seen the Blade movies, but I just don't remember watching them. Because I imagine they were fucking shit. Like everything.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen it, actually. Yeah, I don't really watch Wesley Snipes movies, yeah, to be honest.
He's like a B-real actor. Like a B,
okay, now
like
you're...
Like a B actor, no, in fuck off now, movies.
That's, you know, not, I mean, true.
Like, it fucking is, dude.
No, that's...
Have you seen him act? It's hard.
He's not that bad.
It's like watching P. Diddy act.
Because he's a rapper.
Fucking horrible, dude.
Yeah, but he's a rapper.
You know what I mean? Like, he, you know, they have no business doing it.
And why did it happen to be another black man that you...
I'm just saying. I've seen something recently with P. Diddy. I'm like, that was a in? Fucking hard watch. He was in an episode of Hawaii 5-0.
Yeah, the reason is he's a shit actor and he's on Hawaii 5-0. Like,
that's a fucking hard watch, buddy.
He's not a good actor. He's a fucking rapper.
Yeah, but like, it's Hawaii 5-0. The acting's not fucking great. Puff Daddy. If he stands out and all that, I'm just like, God damn, dude.
Name that movie. Puff Daddy.
I have no idea what the fuck
it is. School of Rock.
Oh, right.
Little black kid. He's like, oh, who's your favorite artist? Puff Daddy. And the guy got, the gay got kid goes, Liza Minnelli. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Wait. Did he in a whole lot of trouble?
Like, no, that's R. Kelly.
No, I feel like P. Diddy's in trouble too.
What for?
Something similar. Really? Like having boy toys or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know who's in real trouble? Stephen Hawking. Do you know why?
Dude. The internet has come out of the fucking park with some great memes.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
He was on the island.
A lot of people just went to the island though.
Yeah, but no. But
not everybody was molesting children.
No, but he thought it said Einstein Island. Because he's really smart.
I feel like he would not make that mistake. I feel like he knew.
Just here for a good time.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah. It's not original content. You stole that too.
No, I was doing an impression of Stephen Hawking on the island.
Yeah, who did that impression first?
I don't know. Who has done the impression?
Oh, it was on Bad Friends.
Was it actually?
Yeah.
I didn't honor it.
Bullshit.
I don't watch the podcast.
Bullshit. You watch the highlights. Everybody watches the highlights.
I don't watch the highlights.
I do.
I don't.
Watch them on YouTube.
No, I made the original joke. Yeah. Just
did
then.
You?
Yes, I write. Every joke that I write is original.
I've been
just
in the
on
room.
The island.
I've made content with you when we've stolen ideas.
Name one.
The Smosh episode.
That is an homage.
It's not an homage.
Yes, it is.
It wasn't.
Yes, it
we
was.
We took an original idea and
we parodied it.
Let's just do it again.
It's a fucking homage / parody to the greatest YouTube channel of all time.
Breakfast show. We stole that from GMM.
The Ennui Breakfast Show. For one, it wasn't even a breakfast show. It was Ennui Coffee Club.
Same fucking thing.
And all it was us sitting at a desk doing things.
Recreating GMM.
No, it wasn't. We had an original game show idea.
We discussed it. We were like, let's make GMM, but
no, we want to be, yeah, no, but that's to give you a vibe of what the show is on pitch. They do it all the time.
You can tell you're an online.
You're an online
media creator because you're like, it's not stealing ideas. It's an homage.
No, fuck off. What it is.
Such a fucking mindset. Oh, it's not stealing the idea. I'm just doing it just because they're my fucking idols.
Even when people pitch shows and movies, they go, oh, it's this. But this, like if I said, hey, Ben, we're going to make a show and it's going to be like Two Bears, One Cave, but it's Ennui. It's like you're the fat alcoholic and I'm the rich, successful comedian.
I'd just be like, we're so stealing that idea. Never take me into a pitch with you because I'd be like, we're just stealing someone's
Fuck
idea.
Me.
We'd just do it better. We won't be such a fucking B grade version of it. We'd be like Wesley Snipes in like an A grade movie.
That's really fucking mean.
It'd stand out like nuts.
Fuck me. Can you smell the salted caramel kettle, by the way?
Yeah, it's giving me a fucking migraine.
Okay, well, sorry.
Such a fucking chick too, by the way.
It's a good smell. I had a coffee at one point.
Salted.
Fuck you. Okay, we're ending the episode.
Candle.
But thank you for coming.
It's good for my chakra.
Fuck off. Oh, Ennui Plus if you want episodes early. No bonus podcast now, by the way.
Wow.
Do you know why?
What the fuck are they paying for then?
Early access. And then eventually we'll do more.
Winner.
Do you want to come here and do an extra hour every fucking 2 weeks?
Well, I'm fucking here now, cunt. And we're about to shoot another episode.
No, we're not doing another episode. Vision.
I'm fucking screenshot. Text messages.
No. You don't have access,
yeah,
do you?
Yeah, because you fucking kept messaging people and you were like, oh, I don't have access to all this.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I'm still recording.
Oh, yeah.
I might put it in the deleted scenes. Oh, I guess so now. Fuck me.